Despite snowy weather, Skagway and Haines participated in the National Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count this month. Organizers say that among the usual suspects, there were some surprises. Elaine Furbish facilitated Skagway's bird count.
The weather was pretty yucky with sort of constant snowfall and not great viewing conditions, a little fog mixed in with the snow.
In Haines, count organizer Pam Randall says the conditions were not ideal.
It was snowing fairly hard, not complete whiteout, but the visibility was poor. And so under those conditions, first of all, it's difficult to see the birds. And secondly, the birds tend to want to hide out until the weather is nicer.
Still, both communities were able to get out and count. In Skagway, 19 people participated, five of which came down from Canada for the annual Citizen Science event. There, Furbish says the number of species identified was about average.
We usually have somewhere in the low 30s of number of species for our count, but the actual species themselves tend to vary year to year. There are some that are regulars, and we know we'll have them every year, like the raven and the bald eagle. And then there's some that maybe we only see every 4 or 5 years.
The number of species was about average in Haines as well, where 30 people participated in two separate counting areas. One is near town, where the number of birds counted was below average. The other counting area is out by Mosquito Lake, where the number of birds counted was higher than average. Both Haines and Skagway had a number of unusual sightings. Here's Furbish in Skagway.
This year we had some robins and two sparrows, a song sparrow and a white-crowned sparrow, who, at least so far, have been able to make it through the winter.
Furbish says they also saw good numbers of common red poles and white-winged crossbills.
We had a family of Eurasian collared doves, six of them, recorded, and this past year was the first time that they were recorded as breeding in Skagway, so it looks like they're going to be a regular for us from here on out.
They also had a large turnout of Bohemian waxwings.
I'm still counting them up, but there will be over 1,000 of them. These are birds that sometimes show up in large numbers, sometimes we just have a few. But this is a year when we had quite a nice turnout of them.
That's a species that Randall says Haines also saw in large numbers for the area, with just over 100. She says the area also saw an above-average number of mallards and several species that are normally not around this time of year. These are just some of several species that stood out this year. But Randall says strange sightings are not necessarily so strange anymore.
We've been experiencing changes every year, so yes, there were some oddball things, but that's been sort of the norm in recent years.
Randall says in recent years, the area has been seeing new birds.
We've gotten some new species besides the Eurasian collared dove. In the spring, we're getting bluebirds going through. The hooded mergansers that were sighted this time, usually they have gone south long before this. So we're getting some changes that, not surprising with climate change, but it sort of has made it difficult to say what's normal.
Randall says another way to get involved, especially if the weather is not ideal, is to do feeder counts at your own home. In participating in the bird count, Haines and Skagway joined thousands of communities tallying birds in their circles this season each year. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.